This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, and our Moss Nissan studios to great radio stations across America. Not to forget about the great radio affiliate we have down there in the Caribbean, broadcasting across the Caribbean for us. And thank you also to all the people listening to us on the Internet and to Maria and company over there, Radio Waves in Germany. And hello, Maria. Hello, Major Mac. And hello, Gustav, who have all chimed in already in the chat room. Now, also a special shout-out goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for what you do to keep us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working right now on the Third Watch, whatever it is you're doing, however it is you're doing it, thank you very much for keeping America rolling along. We couldn't do it without you. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Take advantage, of all the different things we have over there. All right, well, back in the game with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
And my little old computer, because we were going to top of the hour break, cut you off when you were in the mid-sentence there talking about what we were talking about.
What I was saying is that a president has the authority to suspend aid. So, you know, the aid was in the National Defense Authorization Act, otherwise known as the NDAA.
Yep.
And they give you a date by which that monies or the aid needs to be transferred in this particular situation, because there was a specific clause in the NDAA for the last 3 years for Ukraine. The aid was released in full on September the 11th by Trump, coming out of the Office of Management and Budget. It had to be released by September the 30th.
Yep.
Done deal. Okay?
Yep. Yep.
Now, a lot of things can happen. Between the time that the NDAA is, you know, voted on and authorized and signed off by the president and so forth and so on, because that's, you know, that can take months to get it, like a military budget, through.
Sure.
And the time that's supposed to leave, a lot of things can happen. Now there's one interesting thing that I think a lot of people are forgetting, and that is, in this whole process, Russia took 3 of Ukraine's Navy ships. Remember that one?
I do.
Okay, because it was, allegedly in the Straits of Kerch. Now, here's the thing. Zelensky, we went through an election, too, and Zelensky was an unknown quantity, except that Zelensky ran on the fact that he was going to clean up corruption.
Yeah.
All right, we got all these things in play. Now, wouldn't it stand to reason that, okay, Congress, you voted on this money to go to Ukraine, but I, as president, and signed off on that, great, but now we have a very different situation in Ukraine, so let's rethink this. Not that we're going to stop the monies completely, terminate it, but let's see what other countries are doing. So, Mick Mulvaney, Office of Management Budget, they start asking some other questions here, and they should. Lots of things can happen, especially if, in order to get those ships back, was there going to have to necessarily be a ransom paid for. By the way, they did get those ships back. They had to be towed back to Ukraine because Russia stripped every single thing out of them, including the toilets.
Mm. Well, you got to go to the bathroom. Isn't that amazing? And again, and by the way, this leads me to a discussion that ensued yesterday from French President Macron, who addressed Turkey directly when he talked about how can you be a member of NATO when you're about to buy S-400 missiles from Russia?
Well, yet Macron was dissing NATO yesterday, telling them they're stupid. So then you got Trump that's having to defend NATO with Macron.
Yeah.
So I would say that this two-day summit, NATO summit in Europe, has not gone terribly well for lots of reasons, but that being one of them.
Well, it's gone well in one respect, and it's called money, because I got the numbers right here. The United States pays 70% of the combined NATO defense spending right now, and that number is fixing to go down a little bit. Don't know by how much, but I will say that the NATO members added another $130 billion to their total defense budgets yesterday, and two-thirds of the NATO allies are now NATO allies are now on track to hit the 2% goal by 2024. Now, there's what, 28 NATO members?
Yes.
Okay, so two-thirds of them are going to be on goal to put the money in there that they're supposed to put in there. So that is some progress, like it or not. It's taking a while to do it, but, you know, if he had to ruffle some feathers along the way to get it done, all I can say is job well done.
Yep. Yeah, we shall see.
And there are some people that, and by the way, speaking of people, did you see the picture of Kim Jong-un in North Korea? On the horses, he looked like he was the emperor on the white horse. And who's the girl with him that's riding along? Is that his press secretary, his girlfriend, his sister? Who is that?
Might be his wife. I don't know.
All right, I don't know if he's married or not, but there's a young lady that's riding.
He's married.
Okay, well, that might be his wife then, riding on this white horse. And then the warriors that he's got that are coming along behind him on foot, I might add, are dressed kind of like as if they'd been back in the days of the when they had the swords and all that stuff. It's hilarious looking at this. What was he trying to portray there? Look at me. I'm the emperor of North Korea. But anyway, when we come back, Denise Simon and I are going to talk about the two articles that she just wrote. She just penned a couple of articles out there. Both very good, very interesting, and very educational. I would strongly suggest you go over to FoundersCode.com, take a look at them. But we're going to tell you about them when we come back. Kathy, your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877 969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply. But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can, because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, you are. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. That's known as the USCCA. And what do 350,000+ responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of them having to defend themselves by whatever means they have to do it by. And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro-Second Amendment attorneys. And I ran across a guy yesterday who had to use them. And thank God he had this, because $26,000 later, and not being charged with something that he would have been charged with because he didn't do it, and that was what they said he did, was attack someone. They found security video that saved the day for him in defending himself, and the person was seriously injured as a result, namely the bad guy. But $26,000 later, none of which he had to pay, it was all taken care of by the USCCA. Now, I will tell you that you can go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and right there on the right tab is a logo link, red, white, and blue logo link for the USCCA. Click on that. The first thing you're going to see is, would you like to register for the free gun a day giveaway? Obviously, the answer to that should be yes, because you got a chance to win a free gun, and we want to announce somebody winning a gun here on the show. We've come real close before. People have won bags, and they've won books, and they've won videos, and they've won different items from USCCA, but nobody's won the gun yet. But sign up, see what happens, and while you're there, consider becoming a member. They've got three levels of membership, and all you got to do is do it, and you'll get $474 worth of free stuff. That's the Captain's America Third Watch website, and on it, click on the USCCA logo link on the right tab to find out more about them. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Hello, come in.
Hello.
Now, you wrote a couple of really good articles yesterday. The first one we'll talk about because it got my attention just by the fact that they were talking about the California Pension Fund, which I am somewhat familiar with from the fire department angle because I keep seeing a lot of the articles that are put out there in the IAFF's brochures and magazines that come out about problems with pension funds around the country. California for years has been known about the out-of-control problems they've had there. Probably because of all the financial irresponsibility going on. But their governor, Newsom, now has taken control of the California Pension Fund. Tell us about all that.
He's got $700 billion in it, and he wants to use those funds for climate change programs, road and transportation programs, and to reduce vehicle miles traveled. Now, one of the largest boondoggles across the country is actually in California, and that is the high-speed rail system. The high-speed rail system in California was supposed to be completed by 2033, and link Los Angeles with San Francisco. It is way over budget. Way over budget. Obama earmarked federal dollars for some of the program, the cost of the program, too.
Mm-hmm.
So Governor Newsom has had to reduce the size of the rail system, and Trump got pretty angry at what's going on with it, so he pulled almost $1 billion and is asking California for the other $2.5 billion that the federal government has invested in it. So Governor Newsom is on the hook, and he wants to have financial management over the pension system, the fund, and investment. So I would be watching this one pretty carefully because he did this by state California executive order.
Yeah, and we knew something had to be done. The question was what it was going to be to begin with. But any time the governor or the state gets involved in a pension program without having a administrator of some sort in there, because they found out in Florida what happened down here with the state pension fund that wasn't pretty to begin with. And I certainly hope it doesn't go that way there. There's too many really good people that could get hurt here. And we're talking about teachers, we're talking about DPW road workers, we're talking about clerks in courthouses, we're talking about firefighters, we're talking about police officers, the highway patrol, the National Guard, I think, is involved in that, too. I think they're in that. But if not, I could be wrong. But I think in California they are. But that's just a way too many people to be fooling around with.
That's correct.
Now, not to outdo yourself, you had a second article you wrote about. Tell us about that, please.
Well today, Nadler is holding his first hearing on the impeachment inquiry since Schiff has, they voted a committee to formally pass it off from the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence over to Judiciary.
Uh-huh.
There are four witnesses. The Democrats got three. The Republicans got one.
Yeah.
The three that Nadler has called are very interesting, clearly anti-Trump,
right,
constitutional scholars.
Right.
Noah Feldman is a Harvard law professor, and he wrote an article in the New Yorker going all the way back to May of 2017, by the way, that says his argument is that you can impeach a president even without evidence of a crime.
Wonderful.
Ain't that special? Uh-huh.
Well, special but not true, but go ahead.
He also called for a special counsel to investigate Rudy Giuliani and Attorney General William Barr. So need we say more about Mr. Noah Feldman?
I call him radical.
The second one is Pamela Karlan. Now, she is a law professor at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
Her concentration, and she's also on the faculty at Stanford, mm-hmm. her specialty has been voting rights and the political process. She was at one point on Obama's short list to be a Supreme Court justice. Her resume includes the fact that she was an attorney for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And interestingly enough, she was a commissioner for the California Fair Political Processes Practices Commission.
The California what? What'd you call that?
The Fair Political Practices Commission.
God, that sounds socialist, doesn't it? But go ahead.
The third one is Michael Gerhardt. Now, Michael is a law professor at the University of North Carolina. He wrote an article in The Atlantic stating that impeachment proceedings are fully legitimate. He is a CNN legal analyst. And at one point, he was the deputy media director for Al Gore's Senate campaign.
Mm-hmm.
He counseled Clinton when he was president on his judicial selections. And Gerhardt was also special counsel to Patrick Leahy on the nominations to the Supreme Court of Elena Kagan and Sotomayor. So all three very devout progressives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one witness, interestingly enough, for the Republicans happens to be a Democrat, and that is Jonathan Turley.
Right.
I have subscribed to his website for a very, very long time because I like to hear what his opinions are on all kinds of things.
We see him a lot. Mm-hmm.
He is a law professor at George Washington University.
Yep.
He seems to be, while he was pro Obamacare and whatnot, he still is a protector of the separation of powers, and he appears to be a constitutional originalist. When it comes to the impeachment, he said something very interesting, and that is, if they go on record here and send this over to the Senate, what they have is an action that may have been contemptible, but it's not impeachable.
Right.
Contemptible is not synonymous with impeachable. The president does set policy.
Mm-hmm.
So then from there, I trotted on over to Federalist 65 and Federalist 66, and where Hamilton argued a very interesting thing, and that is that a person that is being impeached, there has to be proof that the misconduct contains injuries to society itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In other words, have we been injured, the voters, the country, has it been injured because of a misconduct, and is this a violation of public trust?
Nope.
The answer to that is no.
Absolutely, and thank you very much. And here comes the break and the music, and I appreciate you, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Okay, I'll be right back. We're going to take a look at our second Military and Veterans News segment. Good morning to Steve over there in Thailand, and thank you very much for your well wishes. And good morning to Yaya. Good morning to Susie Q. Good morning to Kirsten. Good morning to Amanda. Good morning to...
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a sweeping impeachment report, the House outlined evidence of significant conduct by President Donald Trump toward Ukraine, findings that will now underscore a debate over whether the 45th president should be removed from office. The 300-page report from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee makes the case that Trump misused power of his office for personal political gain and, in the course of their investigation, obstructed Congress by stonewalling the proceedings like no other president in our history. The report does not render a judgment on whether Trump's actions stemming from a July 25th phone call from Ukraine rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, though. That is for Congress to decide. In a statement from the White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham, she said, Chairman Schiff and the Democrats utterly failed to provide and produce any evidence of wrongdoing by the president. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. And this, again, is brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job that will keep you busy the rest of your adult days. And here's more about them right here.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people coming out of high school are not going straight off to college because they're in fact going to a technical school or vocational school to learn a trade. Now, what they're not telling you when you learn that trade is that in most cases, you're going to start out as an apprentice. You're going to start out as what we call an 80 percenter, and you're not going to get paid the kind of money that they think that you think you're going to get paid because you're just not going to go to the top of the ladder to begin with. Well, I have an idea that will get you to the top of the ladder, right to begin with, and it's called the National Aviation Academy. Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill the void, give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 to $60,000 per year And you can make a lot more than that if you just apply yourself and use your God-given abilities. Now, check them out online to find out more by going to naa.edu. The website, again, is naa.edu. Or give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. They have one location in Concord, Mass., outside Boston. The other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up with the white gloves treatment in doing such, guarantee you. So, that's the National Aviation Academy. Website is naa.edu. Telephone number, 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Now, I had somebody yesterday say, hey, I'm 60-some-odd years old. Am I too old to go there to learn the trade and to get a job and do whatever? No. And you know how I know that? Because Bo and I talked about a gentleman who was 67 years of age. He was able to do whatever needed to be done, climbing up and down ladders, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And, of course, you do the work with your hands and your brain and your technical ability. You don't do the work with computers or whatnot. It just isn't done that way with aircraft. To a certain degree, it is with some of the highly technical parts, but not when it comes to repairing certain parts of the airplane. It takes a pair of hands and an individual to do that. And as long as you can do that kind of work, it doesn't matter. This gentleman that we talked about went to work for a couple of years. He volunteered to go overseas, got himself a six-figure salary, made a lot of money, saved a lot of money, came back, signed up for Social Security, and retired. And he's living very comfortably right now, I might add. So there you go. So think about that. Think about that when you think about a career. National Aviation Academy, 800-659-2080, and tell them the captain sent you, asked to take the tour. Well, the retired Sergeant Major of the Army, Daniel Daley, is going to be taking an executive position with the Association of the U.S. Army, or AUSA, a major nonprofit advocating for active duty, National Guard, and Army Reserve soldiers, and I am a member of that group. Also, the Army is letting soldiers know that its Authorization Protective Eyewear List, or APEL, has been updated with advanced transition protective lenses and cold weather goggles to resist fogging. About time for that, huh? Now, West Point cadet Dane Vandewall, the son of immigrants who came here from the Netherlands and who is currently the first captain of the Corps of Cadets, has been chosen for the prestigious Rhodes Scholarship to study at the University of Oxford over in England. Now, that's quite a feat for that young man, so congratulations to him. And the Army has okayed wearing the Coyote Brown Fleece Cap, because until now, the Brown Fleece Cap has mostly been for the Marine Corps and the Navy, while soldiers were only allowed to wear the Black Fleece Cap, which was introduced 4 years ago alongside the new camouflage and physical training uniforms. But now you can wear the Coyote Brown one if you want to. And the Navy, more than 50,000 sailors are going to feel the impact of the Navy's most recent overhaul of sea and shore tour lengths, as some tours are lengthened and some tours are shortened. Also, a shortage of critical spare parts for the F-A-18E and F Super Hornet Strike Fighter Fleet might have been helped along by conducting logistics assessments that are supposed to take place every 5 years, according to a new report by the Defense Department's Inspector General. And did you know former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, recently made famous by Dancing with the Stars, is now a member of the U.S. Naval Academy's Board of Visitors? And good morning, George. How are you? It was good to see you yesterday, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with everybody over there, talking about George the Godfather. Always happy to hear from him. And the Air Force, an F-16 pilot assigned to Kunsan Air Base in South Korea, ejected near the base while attempting to land. On Monday afternoon, he received minor injuries. Flights were suspended for a while there to figure out what the problem was with the F-16, which did crash and go down. But he was okay, thank goodness. And let's not forget, the Marine Corps, never to be outdone by any other branch of the service. 50 years later, the Way City Marine veterans are formally receiving their Purple Hearts when they were wounded in desperate fighting at the Battle of Way City in Vietnam. And how that ever never was given to them, I will never know, because that was a fierce battle in Way. 18 Marine veterans finally formally presented Purple Hearts, according to the Marine Corps. Thank you, Marines, for getting that right. And a design was approved for the Gulf War Memorial on the National Mall. You may remember last week I told you about the fact that there's going to be a memorial on the National Mall for the Gulf War vets. The effort to build a National Desert Storm Memorial passed a significant milestone last week with the formal approval of a design concept granted by the U.S. Commission on Fine Arts. And we'll see where that goes as it's moving along fairly quickly. And about time for those guys, I might add. And appreciate that, George. Appreciate that very much. That's George chiming in. General Dynamics will provide sustainment services for the ground system for the Navy's narrowband satellite communication system over the next decade. The company announced that it's a $732 million contract. In addition, Raytheon has won a $74.7 million Navy contract for a landing platform dock. Now, this is the U.S. Navy's amphibious transport dock ships. They want to put a landing platform on the amphibious transport dock ships capable of landing an Osprey or landing one of the bigger, heavier Sea Stallion helicopters. So we'll see how that goes. Now, don't forget that this week in Congress, today, Wednesday, all you're going to see, all you're going to hear, there are other things going on, I might add, than Jerry Nadler's committee. But that's all you're going to hear. It's all you're going to see. They're not going to tell you about the other things going on behind the doors, things being discussed, including the housing at some of these military bases, including our own MacDill Air Force Base right here. There are hearings about that going on today. And I guess you'll just have to pay attention to find out. But, of course, the networks, we know what they're going to do. They're going to put up all their little propaganda stuff because they're all in line with the progressive left liberal socialists. And good morning to everybody in the chat room there. Hope you're having a good conversation. Yaya's going to see a sugar field? Holy smokes, Yaya. Don't get on the sugar high there. Alrighty, and I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Chris Markowski coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends down there in Bradenton, Florida, at Mixon's Groveside Cafe inside the Mixon Fruit Farms. And let me tell you something. I'm going to be down there Thursday from 12 noon to 1:30 for our monthly Have Lunch with the Captain series down there. Appreciate seeing all of you that want to stop by from the Sarasota, Bradenton, Ruskin, Englewood, Venice, Lakewood Ranch area. We'll be there from noon to 1:30 at the Mix and Growside Cafe. Now, they have got some really, really, really good food. They've got some great sandwiches. They've got homemade soups that they make. They've also got a great chili they make down there, too. I tried that once a little while ago. Not bad at all. And, of course, all the bread is homemade, and a lot of other things they make there is homemade, too, including a dessert, which is orange swirl ice cream. So let me tell you something. If you want to have a good time and meet with some like-minded people, stop on by Thursday at Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton, Florida, inside the Mixon's Fruit Farm retail store that's right there. I'll be there from noon to 1:30. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Great like-minded people in there. We always have a good time. And, oh, by the way, don't forget the orange swirl ice cream along with the great food they have to offer there, too. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. You just told me it's ice cream weather up there in New York?
Well, you know, it can always be ice cream weather. Even when it's cold, it's okay. We can't cut down. It gets, you know, it's cold here for a little bit more than half the year, so we can't discriminate what ice cream weather is.
All right. And I remember Good Humor, and I remember Carvel up there. Boy, Carvel was to die for. But anyway.
Carvel's still the big, that's the big thing here.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden said something that really got my attention because I thought he was a Republican. If I had to close my eyes and just listen to what was said, not knowing it was Joe Biden, I would have thought this was a Republican. Listen to this.
We have to literally, not figuratively, restore the soul of this country. Yeah. We're in trouble. The way our national government is acting now is not who we are. It doesn't reflect who America is. The way the president speaks of his opponents, the way the president speaks of his our people who should be our opponents, the thugs like Kim Jong-un and other dictators around the world, the way he pokes his finger in the eye of our allies, it's not how we're raised.
Now, Chris, he started out by saying, this is Biden, we have to literally restore the soul of this country. We're in trouble. Are you kidding me?
Again, that's going to be probably a popular theme and thinking that, because of the vitriol that seems to be between various different people, which is crafted by politicians in the mainstream media for a purpose. And,
yep.
You know, they're going to be there to save it. And all
divide and conquer, divide and conquer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a strategy, you know, and they're going to say that they're going to make everybody get along all of a sudden. I mean, it's kind of silly. It really is. But again, it's a tactic that they like to use.
Well, it happens to come from Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, and it's something the Democrats have gotten very good at. They're using it. You need to understand that this is what they're doing. And again, you need to understand Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals to understand some of this. Now, he said, and this kind of goes with your point, after that he said, the way our government is acting now is not who we are. It doesn't reflect who America is. The way the president speaks of his opponents, the way the president speaks of people who should be our opponents, saying thugs like Kim Jong-un and other dictators around the world, the way he pokes his finger in the eyes of our allies, it's not how we were raised. Now, we were raised in a different direction in this country. But anyway, that's what he said. And I would have thought initially by hearing that was not Joe Biden talking.
Well, listen, I have no problem with us, you know, if you're your allies, you should be honest with them, and we shouldn't be taken advantage of. And I'm probably alluding to some of the things that are taking place at the NATO conference where, you know, Trump is calling on these nations to, you know, do what they're supposed to do and spend the money that they're supposed to spend on defense. And it's worked since 2016. The defense expenditures have gone up by some $136 billion. It's certainly not enough because we bear we carry most of the weight of NATO. But I don't have problems with this. If they're your friends, you've got to be honest with them.
Now, let me read you three different points here that Nancy Pelosi said. This was her impeachment guidelines, and this is the three points that things had to meet, in other words, to go ahead with the impeachment process. Number one, the evidence had to be compelling. Number two, the evidence had to be overwhelming. Number three, the evidence also had to be bipartisan. None of those three plateaus have been crossed, but yet they're still moving ahead at light speed. And we did hear yesterday that it's entirely possible the impeachment vote and the full House will not come before Christmas.
Oh, they're not going to do it before Christmas.
We did hear that yesterday. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's what everybody wants to be dealing with right around Christmas time. But listen, they're trying to keep the dream alive, I guess. The media is trying to cover this thing as well. America doesn't care. Doesn't care.
Now,
it's just not an event.
You know who Jerry Falwell Jr. is, right?
Yes.
I can attest to this from some of what I've seen and heard with my own eyes at the Club 45 when they've had all the different pastors from the Florida group that shows up there with the pastors from all around the state. Evangelicals are strong for Trump. They've not left his side.
I wouldn't. Where else are they going to go at this point in time? I mean, if you take a look at the alternatives that are out there that the Democrats are presenting, they're, you know, the only you know, middle of the road type candidates. You got Amy Klobuchar and you got Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's not going to even be in the next debate. You've got Biden, who's pretty much been a gaffe a minute. I mean, where are they going to go?
Now, what do you think about Kamala Harris, who dropped out of the presidential race yesterday? I'm not surprised.
Yeah, she started. I mean, after she got into that at the debate with Tulsi Gabbard, as soon as that happened, I mean, she started dropping like a rock. She lost all of her money and help. I mean, she was the front runner.
$25 million, Chris. How do you do that? $25 million. How do you do that?
Well, you have offices all over the place. You're going to have to, pay various different people, running ads, whatever it may be in certain states. And, they haven't gotten to Florida as of yet. I mean, the only presidential ad I saw, I don't know if you've seen it yet, Bloomberg has already started advertising nationally.
I saw his ads during the football game the other night along with Tom Steyer. They'd run one, they'd run the other. Run one, run the other.
I missed the Tom Steyer ad. I saw the Bloomberg ad.
By the way, gun background checks are on pace to break another record. Are you surprised?
Listen, it's that, people, it's a booming business. I think that, sometimes when various different legislation is brought up, where people get scared thinking that, their rights are going to be taken away, that's when they rush out to go get things.
Now, there's definitely things going on money-wise around the world and whatnot. And, of course, FBI, this situation we have with the upcoming Inspector General report and the John Durham investigation, all of that's costing a lot of money. But when are we going to see some results or some bang for our buck here?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see any. Quite honestly, I wouldn't count on it. I really wouldn't. I mean, I've seen some of the stuff that Fox is putting out there, and heads are going to roll. I'm telling you right now, Matt, they're not going to roll. Okay, the government officials don't turn on government officials. What happens is the same thing happens when it comes to big business that's tied into government as well. Some low-level employees may get the axe here or there, but nobody important is ever going to get in trouble with this stuff. Just is what it is. That's how the deep state, that's how big government operates. There's some little guy over here got screwed. Same thing happened with every single Wall Street investigation going back to the 1990s to the financial crisis. Some low-level employee will get in trouble and take the fall for everybody. So no, I don't think anything is going to happen, quite honestly. People who are resting and hoping that there's going to be some sort of, people within the Obama administration and Justice Department are getting in trouble, I doubt it.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day.
You got it.
Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com, coming right back, top of the hour news. And then right after that, Colonel Jim Warshak, U.S. Air Force retired and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-9-
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.